Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update. It's been a busy day already today. This company update coming from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Garrett Ainsworth. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, because it has been actually a couple months since I had Garrett back on the show, the company is currently in really the middle of their drill program. Initially 5,000 meters planned at the Tom Tebow property. It's a high-grade polymetallic property in Sweden. Now, we got the first three holes back in May 25th from this drill program. The headline number says 8.2 meters at a little over 10% zinc, 4.5% lead, 66 grams per ton silver, 1.7 grams per ton gold. There were the two other drill results also showing some high-grade precious metals components, also the zinc and lead, all of those metals also in those drill results. Now, Garrett, give us just a general update then on these first three holes. Why release these three holes initially, and what are they telling you about the early on success of this drill program?
Definitely, yeah. Thanks, Corey. Just to put the grades into perspective, I mean, with the first hole of 8.2 meters, if you calculate that out into an equivalent, it's about 21% zinc equivalent, or about 810 grams per ton silver equivalent. Now, last year, Boliden at their Garpenberg mine, the grades that they were mining out at was about 9% zinc equivalent, or 300 grams per ton silver equivalent. So, you know, that first hole was a zinger with the grade, you know, almost three times what they're mining at Garpenberg. And, you know, now we really just need to find the tonnage and keep building this out and finding, you know, good thick intersections of this kind of grade. We can even be lower grade and still be doing, you know, really well in terms of advancing it forward. So these first three holes, the first hole was drilled at the Steffenberg zone, which is kind of the northwest quadrant of the Tom Tebow mine. Holes two and three were drilled at the northeast quadrant of the mine at Oscarsgruven. And one of the key things is that Rodney Allen, who's a technical advisor with us and who's got a heap of experience all over the Bergslagen and, you know, was largely responsible for taking Boliden's Garpenberg mine from near closure to being a tier one asset. He weighed in heavily on these mineralized drill intercepts, and with hole one at Steffenberg, identified that it's classic VMS style mineralization, which is very positive in terms of we know this style of mineralization occurs in pods. So, you know, the chances of there being other pods are, you know, very, very high. And this is something you actually don't see at Garpenberg. So we've got the benefit of having this classic VMS style mineralization. However, holes two and three that he reviewed said were, you know, very similar to the style of mineralization that you see at Garpenberg. And this is more of like a limestone skarn hosted mineralization with volcanic massive sulfides, you know, that are associated with those limestone skarns. So it was very significant that we have confirmed that we have Garpenberg style mineralization, you know, at depth at Oscarsgruven that's wide open. And I mean, that's at a 200 meter depth, and you know, Garpenberg, they're mining it down to the 1400 meter level. So it's, yeah, these first three holes really have put us on an excellent footing to go forward with.
So again, this whole project and the drill program really sounds like you guys are working off what you have seen at the Garpenberg mine. Now, one other aspect of the news release, you guys outlined the significant silver and gold grades as high as over 1,400 grams per ton silver and over 7 grams per ton gold. This is important because at that Garpenberg mine, I believe around 50% of the revenues from last year came from the precious metals component. How important is it for your guys, precious metals, then as well?
Yeah, I mean, we're going down the same kind of, you know, deposit target model as Garpenberg. So, you know, the fact that we are now showing really good grades of precious metals is hugely significant for our project, considering how important it is for Boliden's Garpenberg. So, and a lot of the historical holes at the Tom Tebow mine weren't analyzed for silver and gold. So some of the holes that we did, you know, effectively test in the 3D model, they never had any kind of gold or silver component in it at all.
Now, there's a lot of metals within these drill results as well. Some people will always wonder, any deleterious elements or minerals that you're noting here that could cause a problem with some sort of recoveries or eventually getting this into production?
Yeah, Corey, that's a good point to bring up. I mean, right from, you know, the get-go, at the initial due diligence, you know, I had very high up on my radar, what's the metallurgy like in the Bergslagen? And looking at Garpenberg Mine and Zinkgruvan, they've got quite good metallurgy in that they've got low deleterious metals like arsenic, antimony, cadmium, selenium, and they also have very good recoveries. And that's due to a higher level of metamorphism that's occurred in the Bergslagen. And it was really great to see, you know, with our high-grade polymetallic results that we as well have very low deleterious metals, which you can get penalized at the smelter for. So very, very important that that's what we're showing. We're also, you know, observed very large sulfide crystals in the drill core, which lends itself quite nicely to, you know, better flotation, better recoveries. So everything seems on track for, you know, our idea that, you know, we're looking for another Garpenberg.
Now, what about the rest of this drill program? As I mentioned, 5,000 meters was planned. These are just the first three holes out of a possible, last time we chatted, 20 to 21 holes. What update can you give us as to how the drilling's progressing?
That's right. Yeah, these are the first three. The next batch will be coming out of the Steffenberg zone. Originally we planned for, I think, 20, 21 holes. It looks like we're going to add about three or four holes onto that, just because we ended up drilling deeper at Steffenberg's than what was originally planned, which is a good thing. But we want to make sure that we also get some drill holes into the southern part of the mine complex, which is Rodsberg Gruven. Has some very good, outcropping of high-grade polymetallic mineralization that we're going to go down dip on. So this is really just the beginning of the program and the news flow to come out. And we'll also be doing, or we've already started, downhole electromagnetic surveys. And this is something that's never been done at the project. And essentially, you put a probe down and it detects conductive bodies that are in the hole, like when you've gone through mineralization, but very importantly, it detects conductive bodies that are off hole. So if you had a near miss and you were, you know, can detect it for up to, you know, 40, 60, 80 meters away from the drill hole. So, and then you're able to model it out into a conductive plate. So when you come back, you can see, you know, where's the best spot to be drilling, you know, is it laterally, is it down dip and whatnot. So those will be really important results that we'll be using with our assays. And then also we use whole rock geochemistry in order to determine where we are in the geology to target the best horizon. So we're using all the modern tools that we can to really nail this.
So it really sounds like the drill program that's ongoing now is just, let's call it phase one. You guys are already starting to get ready, or at least start to talk about another drill program?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think even after the first few holes, we're already discussing, okay, where are we going to go next? Because we were so happy with the results that we got. So we definitely look to do a minimum 5,000 meter drill program starting in October of this year. Where we'll be, you know, testing down dip using all the data that we obtain from this drill program, and then also very exciting gravity targets located a kilometer northeast from the Tom Thibault mine. We'll be testing that, and possibly also a gravity target 600 meters southwest of the Tom Thibault mine. These gravity targets are completely untested. The one to the northeast has overburden on it. It's associated with other geophysical indicators. So it really is a potential to be a bona fide grassroots discovery, those are extremely exciting. And, the best place to do that is a long strike from a known deposit or mine. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I've heard that before. And that's where a lot of successes have come from in exploration in the resource sector. In terms of news flow, then, what can investors expect, including the drill results, but then also any other certain company advancements, please?
Obviously, news flow will be from drill assays coming out. I would say, depending on the size of the batch we put together at Steffenberg's, it's probably about 4 weeks plus or minus to get the next drill results out. And then we'll also be putting news out on the downhole electromagnetic survey that you know, have some cool graphics that show like where these conductive plates are and why we're going to be drilling deeper. That we also kind of progressing towards the next drill program and putting together fairly comprehensive drill targets going forward.
All right. Well, Garrett, we'll wrap it up here. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of District Metals. We will continue to follow along as more news hits the market, especially on the back of these drill results. But if any of you have any follow-up questions, either diving into these results or anything especially focused on the Tom Tebow property, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Garrett, appreciate your time. Thanks for the update. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks very much, Corey.